Good night, everybody.
Happy Friday, coming to you from the heart of America. That is the great state of Tennessee. Rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned. And it's a happy Friday to everybody. I am happy to say that I did not light myself on fire in front of a courthouse today, as apparently that the news cycle is so slow and so weird that that is the only thing that is has made news today. So actually, we thank that guy, because if it wasn't for him, the internet would essentially be powered off at this point. No, this guy apparently lit himself on fire. It was great. It was actually, he lit himself on fire while I was live on Newsmax with Bianca De La Garza. And I said that it was Alvin Bragg's thunder thighs that lit a fire outside of the, so Bianca, I guess I wasn't supposed to say that. And she was like, well, we're first, we want to make sure everybody's okay. And I'm like,
oh no. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's being a stupid ass. You know, set yourself on fire.
If you light yourself on fire, I don't really care if you're okay.
He set himself
alit. He set a, Sebastian, well, we're not allowed to, you're not allowed to say his name. And Sebastian, no one likes him anymore, apparently. I don't know, whatever.
I mean,
yeah.
Whatever, but, anyway,
but he did.
He
a light, not a lit. Yes. He set himself alit. Yes. There are people, you know, self-immolating. That means you put yourself, set yourself on fire. Anyway, you know, that story is just bizarre. And if you saw, like, his manifesto, he's like a crazy left-wing TDS guy. So anyway, I'm happy to say I didn't do it. I never really thought of ever lighting myself on fire. I've almost lit myself on fire, but I've never wanted to light myself on fire.
That man started hell a little early.
Yeah. Just a little early. And if you look into, like, his background, he's got all sorts of weird mug shots, and it's strange. Very strange. Anyway, thank you to ThoughtCast, who apparently has rated the stream yet again. That's pretty cool. So here we are. So it's a Friday, and actually, the title of the show has nothing to do with the fire guy. You know, he lit himself on fire, whatever. You know, he's going to do what he does, and you know, I think the less attention we give to stupidity, the less stupid things are, you know, the less stupidity we are encouraging to occur in the future. But, you know, I wanted to make mention of it because it's just so ridiculous. But the Lake and Riley situation, remember Lake and Riley, the Georgia, you better remember Lake and Riley, the Georgia nursing student killed by an illegal alien bad hombre animal. Well, Josh Hawley, and again, you know, very similar to Dan Bongino, you know, we don't worship politicians here. We don't worship Trump. You know, Mike Johnson, I thought he was going to be okay. He's a complete and total letdown. I mean, that guy, oh, man. It's clear that now Mike Johnson has made a deal with the Democrats that if there is a motion to vacate that's brought, they will save him, because he has essentially given them control over the House agenda when it comes to what bills come to the floor. So a deal's been made. Looks like Johnson, total loser. I am now so, again, I'm not, you know, like 5 minutes after he was sworn in, people were like, he sucks. Am I too early? Now the verdict is in. The jury's no longer out. Verdict is in. Mike Johnson sucks. And we have to move on from him. He's not going anywhere as speaker. The motions to vacate are pointless. But he is definitely somebody that you cannot trust going forward. And so what are we dealing with? President Trump trusting him. I don't know what's going on with him either. Hopefully, you know, and there's not much wiggle room that Republicans have in the House right now with the one seat majority, since Republicans feel it necessary to expel Republican Congressman George Santos. You know, I mean, that was stupid. At least the guy was on our side. He was voting. But, you know, the moral high ground police, fat slob Anthony D'Esposito and et cetera on Long Island, decided they had to bring that to the floor. But this Lake and Riley situation is a complete and total disaster. It has been from day one. And as I was saying before I went into why I don't worship politicians, because they all basically suck. Even the ones that we think we like suck. At the end of the day, you know, I don't count Donald Trump as a politician. He is a political figure, and he doesn't suck. Some of his decisions suck. Some of his endorsements suck. But he as a person doesn't suck. Rand Paul, another exception to the rule, usually doesn't suck. But most of them suck. You know, 98% of them don't like you. They don't care. And they suck. Now, Josh Hawley, who may suck, I don't know, brought up an amazing point here, he questioned Alejandro Mayorkas, who also sucks, about this Lakin Riley situation and nailed him to the wall. And I got two excerpts from that. We'll go over that information, the chain of events that led to Lakin Riley's death, which goes to show that it was completely and totally preventable. It's not as simple as he snuck in, then he killed somebody. No, no. There were a lot of chances to keep this guy out of society here in the United States. And those chances were blown. And unfortunately, an innocent woman paid with her life. So we're going to get to that, the beginning of the show. A Colorado LGBTQ activist, obviously that would be a super citizen, released on bond, even though he was arrested for child sexual exploitation. You know, if you're a grandmother who prayed in the Capitol on January 6th, you will face prison time and you're going to be treated terribly. Some guy who has been charged with child sexual exploitation, he's deemed not a threat, released on bond in Colorado. A Malaysian doctor is apologizing. This is great, actually. You know, I look, here's the deal. Any doctors that were forcing the COVID vaccine on you were doing you a massive disservice. Suggesting, that's one thing. Forcing, no. I don't care if someone wants to suggest that I do something that may be risky, right? Okay, go get that vaccine. You know, it looks like it's going to help, etc. But when you force the vaccine on people, that's an issue. Some doctors went a little too far. The pressure campaigns, you can't come in here and get vaccinated, the whole thing, right? This Malaysian doctor, this is pretty cool, apologized for the stance that he took during COVID. That's an interesting story because, as you know, the vaccines are garbage. They're dangerous. Very dangerous. The mRNA ones in particular. And all of the conditioning that we went through during COVID was also dangerous. So we have that story. And then finally, a terrifying story out of the world of artificial intelligence. It's going by on your ticker. It'll give you an idea. But it is scary. And I don't like this whole AI thing. Okay, like ChatGPT, it's kind of scary. Grok on Twitter, little scary, right? I mean, Google's AI made George Washington black. Okay? You know, like Microsoft's AI is, it's not good. It isn't good. So we want to be careful with AI. And now they're using AI for something very, very dangerous. Do me a favor. Everybody watch iRobot tonight. This way you understand how dangerous. iRobot is becoming a history movie. That's the problem. That's the real problem here. We'll also do live calls in the second half of the show, 631-527-4545. In the second half of the show, we'll announce when those that line is open, so we'll be able to do that here on a Friday. Before we get to all that, I do want to get to a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. Take a look at this quick video.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch2usa.com, and you see it right there on your screen. switch2usa.com. Folks, I've been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time, with so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you can vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action to switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef. All delivered right to your door. No more made in China. Switch to made in the USA. It is one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up, my friend Maria. We'll give you a call back to enroll you. And then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch2USA.com. Switch2USA.com. That is switch2USA.com. We also have, of course, the LFA TV store, where you can get an LFA TV flannel. I don't know why this chair is crooked. I'm not sure if I'm sitting in it the wrong way or what's going on, but it is bothering me. LFATV.us. That is LFATV.us. Right here, I'll put this on your screen for you now, where you can head over to the LFA TV store and pick up some amazing LFA TV merch, just like the LFA TV flannel that you see me wearing today, and I've been wearing it all week. And if you watch Locals, you'll find out why I'm not wearing the other one that you've seen me wear. Click on the LFA TV store tab, and you will see the LFA TV store, of course, as you click on that tab. There are the flannels right here. And, of course, so many other amazing items. Brennan's been wearing her LFA TV merch on her walk. It's been great. We went on a walk today, and then it started raining, but that was all right. It was still nice. It was, like, spitting on us. I came in drenched. Remember the walk with the rain today? Oh, it was spitting on us. Bad. But it was good. It was nice. It was nice to get out there and do it. You also have the overstock list, $10 overstock items at LFATV.us. Click on that store tab, or you can go to the store by going to jeremyherrell.com/store. Next up, or not next up, that's it. We have our stories coming for the day. We got calls second half of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about this Lake and Riley situation. But before we get to all of that, I do want to just ask if you can give us a like here on our show. Hit the thumbs up button. Give us those green thumbs. Make sure that you're sharing it all over the place. I was very happy to see the feedback from yesterday's interview with Tim Hale. January 6th, political prisoner. Of course, there are some people on the internet who think they know things that they don't actually know, and they're not happy with the fact that we took a deep dive into one of the biggest con jobs in the J6 community yesterday. What appears to be a con job, and they're, oh, you're a bad person for doing this, but I don't actually think you're a bad person, but you are a bad guy, but you're not a bad guy. You know, it is what it is, but I'm happy to see the feedback yesterday from Tim Hale's interview. I think he did a great job. That wasn't my interview. That was his interview. He brought great energy, made my job very easy. So we will have him back again. Let's head over to the live chat before. That's not the live chat. Oh, wow. We are totally. Okay, sorry. We don't have a live chat right now. I'll try and rig it up while we have one of the videos up. Josh Hawley, Alejandro Mayorkas, on the Hill yesterday. Here's the first part of that questioning in the Senate. Take a look.
Now that we have the file, I'll tell you what the difference is. Congressman Bishop didn't have the parole file, and Senator Britt didn't have the parole file. And now we do have the parole file. And now we all know that the reason he was paroled into this country was because lack of detention capacity, which, as you and I both know, is not a valid reason under the statute. And now that we know that for sure, this is right out of the parole file. Here it is. Subject was paroled due to detention capacity at the Central Processing Center in El Paso, Texas. Now suddenly you don't want to talk about it. This is extraordinary. It's also a pattern with you. So let me just try one more time. Have you read the parole file?
Senator, I'm going to give the same answer, and let me say it.
Well, which one? Are you going to give me the answer you gave to Senator Britt? Are you going to give the answer you gave to Congressman Bishop, or the answer you gave to Senator Paul, or do you want to try a fourth one?
Senator, I will not speak to the particulars of the case, given the pending criminal prosecution.
No, I'm sure. Well, you certainly, of course you don't want to, because it is an absolutely damning indictment of your policies. Let's just review Jose Barrera and how Ibarra, and how he came to be here. On September the 8th, 2022, he was encountered by United States Border Patrol in El Paso, Texas, and was paroled into the United States due to lack of detention capacity. A provision, a proviso, a rule that is not permitted under the statute. You and I both know you know this. You knew it when you were talking to Congressman Bishop. You knew it when you were testifying to Senator Britt, and you know it today. You just never wanted to cop to it because the statute doesn't permit it. And so you lied to Congressman Bishop, and you lied to Senator Britt. And now you are hiding behind the ongoing prosecution excuse because it's the last one left to you. Because you
now, this is the thing about Josh Hawley. I actually like him a lot. I think Josh Hawley is, I think he does a fine job. And I think he's done a fine job. There are a couple of things that were, I guess, like little red flags. And then, of course, everybody called him a rhino, even though he's not. Generally, Josh Hawley is, as Bongino would call him, a useful tool. Politicians are tools. They're supposed to advance our agenda, right? He's useful in the Senate. And this line of questioning that he put Mayorkas through was brilliant. Okay, kind of like Stefanik. I don't love the way she votes on Ukraine. I don't like the way she votes on some of these other things, foreign aid and, you know. However, and FISA. Ooh. But her line of questioning in the House when she had those college presidents, those university presidents, was phenomenal. And so she was useful in that regard. Okay? I think Josh Hawley here, I think he was absolutely phenomenal in his questioning of Alejandro Mayorkas. Let me tell you what happened here with this Lake and Riley situation, for those of you who don't know. Because there has obviously been, and to some people's credit, there's been clickbait that has been revised. I fell for it early this morning. And speaking of clickbait that isn't real, I meant to apologize for this on Wednesday and I totally forgot, but it was in the show description. I know I talked a lot about that flyer that was being handed out by NGOs encouraging illegals to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, that was fake. And I should have researched it. That never should have made it on the show. Not that they don't want to do it, but that flyer was fake. But this person shared it. They got tricked, or they're lying, one or the other. Most of us got tricked. That flyer that was being handed out by NGOs wasn't real. And I now know from two sources close to it that it wasn't real, which is unfortunate because we ran with it. Now, their plan to have illegals vote? Do they want illegals to vote? Oh, absolutely. It's just that that wasn't happening. Okay, that we know of. Maybe it is happening and we don't know about it. But that particular example was a fabrication that never should have made it on the show. We try to keep all that nonsense off of here. That's nonsense. I don't do clickbait here. We don't do false stories here. Okay? So we're going to try and keep that buttoned up. Now, going into this, okay, this Lake and Riley situation, a lot of people were saying Lake and Riley's murderer was released. They're making it sound like Lake and Riley's murderer was released after the murder. That's not what happened, okay? I want to go through the chain of events that led to Lake and Riley's murder. Because it's just as bad, ladies and gentlemen. It is just as bad as that sensational story like the guy is out free now. It's just as bad, I promise you. Lake and Riley's murderer came into the United States in 2022 and they released him because apparently they said they didn't have enough detention space or detention beds. So they just had to release him into the U.S. According to Hawley, that is not following U.S. policy there. That's not following the law. That is not what we're supposed to do. Then he was fingerprinted in New York and processed and found to have had a criminal history. He should have been taken in then. Hey, this guy has a criminal history. We need to make sure that he doesn't commit more crimes in the United States. He should be detained. No, that doesn't happen. Then he's caught in Queens portion of New York City, one of the boroughs, for attempting to injure a child or activity that would or could injure a child. He was traveling on one of those illegal mopeds holding a kid without a helmet on. And that wasn't prosecuted, and they let him go again. And then he killed Lake and Riley. So when we hear about it being preventable and the left wants to come around and go, oh, well, you know, he could have snuck in even if you had border control, you know, secure border. And yeah, you know, it's not a, not all of them are prevent. This guy was caught like four times before this happened. Three times on the border in New York once, in New York twice. Then he killed Lake and Riley. This has to stop. This has to stop. And this is my philosophy on illegal immigration. They go, well, not all of them commit crimes. What is the rule, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, every single illegal alien bad hombre is a criminal the minute they illegally cross the border into the United States. Why? It's in the name. Illegal alien. That's why AOC, Ilhan Omar, whose daughter got arrested yesterday in that anti-Jewish protest at Columbia University in New York City. And I'm not sure if that's a daughter that, hopefully that's not her brother's son.
Ooh, inbred.
Inbred, no. Ooh. Yeah, most, never mind.
We like to eat bread, not be bread.
Every single illegal alien that enters this country is a criminal. That's not nice. You're not supposed to say that. No. First of all, I'm not here to be nice, all right? We're telling the truth. That's what we do. Every single illegal alien that enters this country is a criminal. The very first thing they do on U.S. soil when they illegally cross the border and enter the country is a crime. Illegal alien. Illegal border crossing. Illegal. Criminal. That's number one. This guy who murdered Lake and Riley, I don't even want to give his name the time of day. Hawley said it, but I'm not going to say it. This guy who murdered Lake and Riley winds up going to New York, getting fingerprinted, getting processed. They find out he's got a criminal history. And then he commits a crime in New York. It's not prosecuted in Queens, so Alvin Bragg has nothing to do with it. I was looking. It's in Queens, not Manhattan. And then he kills Lake and Riley. Every single illegal alien that enters this country is a criminal. And if you are here illegally, you need to leave. Period, end of story. Every illegal alien, the first thing they do in the United States is a crime when they illegally cross the border. You must go. You do not have a legal right to stay here, but they're coming for a better life. They're fleeing political persecution. Guess what? That's fine. The country you're fleeing, you don't have to flee here. We got no more room. Totally preventable. Totally preventable. Travis Wolf, same deal. The kid who was killed in a drunk driving incident, not a drunk driving incident. It was an illegal alien behind the wheel of a car driving into oncoming traffic 70 miles an hour. Wasn't drunk, but shouldn't have been driving. So let me play for you the next clip from Josh Hawley on Capitol Hill. Shows you how preventable this is. And by the way, this is not Josh Hawley making anything up. He's reading from the parole file. Mayorkas says, well, I think you're misstating the fact. Josh Hawley is reading from the file about this idiot that killed Lake and Riley. He's reading from the file. Take a look at this.
Expunged. Nothing is done to this guy. He had a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. He's not prosecuted. It's expunged. In November, get this. In November, Ibarra files an application for employment authorization. And unbelievably, on December the 9th, 2023, it's approved. So this is your policies in action, Mr. Secretary. A criminal is permitted into this country on grounds flatly not permitted, flatly contradictory to the statute. He commits a crime against a child, and then he gets a work permit. He gets a work permit. You want to know why all of the jobs in the last 2 or 3 years have gone to illegal migrants? Working people in this country can't get a job. Their unemployment rate's high. Why? Because of things like this. And then what's he do? Well, we all know that in February, he commits the heinous crime against Lake and Riley. Is this a record that you are proud of?
Senator, you've misstated some facts.
I have read from the parole file, which you have said you don't recall, don't have, you miscited. I'm reading from it. It is right here. And I've just, pursuant to the speech and debate clause, I have just read it into the record. And the reason is, you have lied repeatedly to Congress and to the American people about this. They deserve to know. And the only way they're going to know is if I tell them. I've just told them. It's in the record now. I've read it verbatim from the parole file. Verbatim. I just want to know, why did you change your story so often? Why didn't you just answer honestly to Congressman Bishop and Senator Britt?
Senator, I am confident that justice will be vindicated in the criminal prosecution of the case.
Well, hopefully he'll get more of a trial than you got.
Because obviously that trial in the Senate's being squashed. So remember, the border's wide open. It's been wide open since Joe Biden took office, when he threw the border wide open. They've relaxed enforcement on the border with regards to existing U.S. policy. Every illegal alien that crosses the border into the United States is a criminal. 100% of them are. Oh, they don't all commit the violent crime. No, I didn't say violent. I said they're all criminals, because illegally entering the country is a crime. If someone busts into your house without your permission, they don't steal anything. They give you a hug and they walk out. They still committed a crime. They broke into your house. That's what the illegal aliens are doing into your country. They're breaking into your country. They are illegally entering your country. 100% of illegal aliens are criminals. Period, end of story. They don't belong here. They need to leave. Period, end of story. Now, you have these measures in place that are supposed to catch the ones that may present a threat to society. Lake and Riley's killer evaded those. Even though he went through the process, they declined to take action. When he was fingerprinted and they found out that he had a criminal history, they declined to take action. When he committed a crime against a child in Queens, New York, they declined to take action. He then submitted, as Hawley pointed out in that questioning, an application to work here in the United States, despite not being here legally. They approved it, and then he went out and killed Lake and Riley. This is all because of Alejandro Mayorkas and the Senate. The Democrats in the Senate are about to let Alejandro Mayorkas off the hook when Lake and Riley's blood, it's all over his hands. All over his hands. What a disgusting place we live in right now. To the people who are running the show on the Senate, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You better pray every night that ain't your kid, your niece, your nephew. Because the plague that you have let out on this country with the illegals that are showing up everywhere, raping people, killing people, stealing people's cars, assaulting people, All of that will eventually be on your doorstep, and you'll only have yourselves to blame. Speaking of super citizens that aren't being held accountable, I do want to get to this story. Colorado LGBTQ activist arrested on child sexual exploitations. Why is the LGBTQ community always getting in trouble for child sexual exploitation? That's a question. The left doesn't want to answer that. You're a bigot. Why? Because I asked a question? Of course, when you ask questions, you're called a bigot, especially by liberals, sometimes by other people. Detectives located a potential address in the Security Widefield neighborhood of unincorporated El Paso County in December of 2023. They spent many hours surveilling the residence. On April 11th of 24, a search warrant was executed in the neighborhood northeast of US 8587 in Mesa Ridge Parkway in the 200 block of Dexter Street. Police took Pinion, Sean Pinion is this guy's name, into custody. After 4 days after the search warrant was executed, Pinion was being held in the El Paso County Jail on a $20,000 bond and has since been released, according to court records. He bonded out. This guy was sharing posts on Facebook on how to get chest binders and volunteered for LGBTQ organizations. Not a threat. $20,000 bond. That's fine. No worries. Scheduled to appear in court on April 24th. And there's a quote here. Pinion served as the president of the board at Pikes Peak Arts Council. However, the council said in a statement to 11 News that Pinion has been removed from the board following his arrest. Arts Council. Interesting. Quote, in light of recent events, the executive board of the Pikes Peak Arts Council has formally removed Sean Pinion as president effective immediately. The Pikes Peak Arts Council has a zero tolerance policy. Our board as a whole was unaware of the charges until news broke to us on Wednesday, April 17th. As representatives of the Pikes Peak Arts Council, we do not condone his actions, nor are they a representation for who we are. Our number one priority is safety for those in the community, the group said. If this guy was a MAGA guy, you would hear all about how Donald Trump and his supporters are radicalized and they're terrible people, and this is a common theme. But because he's a super citizen of the LGBTQIAP+GRIFTERS community, well, he's not a representation of us all. So they can paint us with a broad brush all freaking day. But when they are the ones sexually exploiting children, over and over and over. And this guy, that's criminal. The drag stuff should be criminal in front of kids. No, we don't hear a word about it. Oh, he doesn't represent our... Oh, I, you know what? I'm quite certain he represents who you are. Maybe not the Arts Council as a whole. But that movement as a whole? Not the L's or the G's or the B's. But the TQIAPP plus grifters? Oh, he definitely represents who you are. All you people are nuts and you're preying on kids because you're sick, disgusting, predatory animals. Oh, it's not nice. I'm not here to be nice. I told you that already. Especially not today. I have a headache. All right. I want to get to a word from our sponsors, InsurityFinancialServices.com. We love InsurityFinancialServices.com. This is a great, great plan, and I want to talk to you. We've talked to you so many times about the ambulance coverage, right? The insurance makes sure that you never have to pay out of pocket for emergency medical transportation, right? The ambulance coverage. Well, this is a little different. This is life insurance, ladies and gentlemen. InsurityFinancialServices.com. Head over to InsurityFinancialServices.com today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation today. With life insurance, your health buys the policy, your dollars pay the premium, so call or schedule right now. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. Visit InsurityFinancialServices.com to find out more about this amazing program. That is InsurityFinancialServices.com. And if you have a hard time remembering the spelling of that, InsurityFinancialServices.com, I've got the QR code right there for you on your screen, so you can give that a scan and head right over to InsurityFinancialServices.com, InsurityFinancialServices.com. Next up is Cozy Earth. We love Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth is amazing. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever been asked, how'd you sleep last night? And you answered, well, I didn't sleep too great, or I slept just okay, or don't ask, you're not alone. One out of every three Americans report being sleep deprived, and your sheets could be the problem. The wrong sheets can trap body heat, leaving you boiling 1 minute and freezing the next. The solution is Cozy Earth bedding. Now, Cozy Earth has been amazing. I love Cozy Earth. It's helped me sleep better. It's got soft, luxurious Cozy Earth bedding, and it's made a huge difference in the sleep and how I feel. Cozy Earth is life-changing luxury. Its best-selling bamboo sheets are made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature-regulating and breathable, so you sleep more comfortably all year round. Cozy Earth sheets are uniquely soft and only get softer after every wash. And it comes with a 100-night sleep trial, which means you have up to 100 nights to sleep on them. Wash them, try them out, and if you're not completely in love with Cozy Earth, return them within 100 days for a full refund. Now, whether it's their luxury bedding, their ultra-comfortable loungewear, plush bath towels, and more, you will absolutely love shopping at Cozy Earth. Now, if you've never tried Cozy Earth before, I've got great news. You can save up to 35% off of Cozy Earth products right now, but this offer is not going to last forever. Head over to CozyEarth.com, enter the promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha at checkout for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha for 35% off. CozyEarth.com, promo code LFA for 35% off. CozyEarth.com, promo code Lima Foxtrot Alpha. We appreciate the time and Cozy Earth being a part of the show. Folks, keep the shares coming. Keep the thumbs up coming. We're going to get to your calls very soon. I want to get to this story out of Malaysia. A Malaysian doctor is expressing deep regret for vaccination stance. It's nice to see some doctors actually say, you know what, I was wrong about that. Here's a doctor out of Malaysia, Dr. Saifiq Nordin, a well-known Malaysian medical practitioner with a significant following on social media, has issued a profound apology for his past endorsements of the Pfizer vaccine during the COVID-19 pandemic. In an emotional Facebook post, which gained attention after being highlighted by Aussie17, a whistleblower from within the pharmaceutical industry, Dr. Saifiq outlines his regret and issues an apology for his past advice during the vaccination campaign. It's a very long apology, but here it is. I'll give you all 10 points. In light of the recent news about Pfizer, a weakness in the industry which I myself involved has become apparent. I feel a sadness within me because before meeting Dr. Razan Jafar, there were many... Jafar! From Aladdin. There were many mistakes in the medical advice I provided, especially related to COVID-19. However, I am very grateful to him. Brennan's cracking up. Because now I am more open-eyed and more enlightened about health sciences, which honestly are more natural and resonate with my soul as a medical practitioner and as a Muslim. During the past COVID era, it cannot be denied that it was difficult for health workers who worked tirelessly to provide the best health care, and even more challenging for the rest of the population facing lockdowns. The administration of the vaccine at that time was seen as the best approach, and the vaccine distribution program was quickly launched on a large scale. I also participated in my own capacity in providing medical advice and obtaining consent so that the vaccine could be administered. As a medical practitioner, I also received the Pfizer vaccine 3 times. Everything happened in a touch-and-go manner, making it impossible for me to identify those to whom I had provided medical advice related to this issue. With this, I would like to sincerely apologize for the mistakes I have made in the past years, especially to those who came to me during the mass distribution of the COVID vaccine. Honestly, I do not have the capacity to help financially should complications arise. However, I will try my best to provide more holistic medical advice in line with the restorative sciences brought by Dr. Razan. I apologize, a citizen of Malaysia, Dr. Saifiq Nordin from Restorative Medicine. Pfizer, the Pfizer vaccine, which we talked about a couple of days ago, has now been shown to contain a component that suppresses the immune system and could stimulate the growth of cancer. I would like to see more doctors do this. It's not going to fix the people that have gotten this vaccine that may be having issues. But it will at least restore some faith, potentially, in the medical industry. There are some doctors who are phenomenal, who don't force treatments on people. There are some doctors who are great. They want to take a holistic approach. They look at diet, they look at exercise, they look at lifestyle changes to help heal things instead of, oh, hey, you want to lose weight? Here's Ozempic. Well, yeah, you'll lose weight, but what are you doing to your body? You just don't know. And then there are doctors like this guy, right? Well, he was one of the bad guys. Now it looks like he's learned his lesson. I think it's a good thing to see people say, hey, you know, I screwed up. Hopefully he's the first of many doctors to come out and say such things, because I know there are plenty, plenty more. All right, Donald Trump and the RNC apparently are revealing a massive election integrity program. They are highlighting 5 areas, logic, accuracy and machine testing, early voting, election day voting, mail ballot processing, adjudication and duplication, and post-election canvasses, audits, and recounts. That's the Trump campaign and the RNC working together on this initiative, which is a good thing because in past years, we haven't seen the RNC do anything. But now under the control of and the direction of Michael Whatley and Laura Trump, it seems like the RNC may actually be able to help us with these causes. I'm not holding my breath that it's going to be foolproof, but perhaps they can make a difference. And last but not least, this story, this is going to terrify you, folks. This one's going to terrify you. Artificial intelligence. This is scary. This is really scary stuff. Okay? So, you know, there's AI. There's always these AI-generated images. There's AI-generated social media posts now. There's AI-generated women, right? You could be talking to people who are not real and... You know, AI is all over the place. There's no running from it. It's on all of your phones. It's been on your phones for a long time. It's not going away. What we should do is pause projects like this, okay? This is on DefenseScoop.com. The Pentagon is now taking AI and allowing it to fly fighter jets. And they're not just using it to fly the jets, you know, through a course and, you know, hit a target, etc. You know, because a hobby drone can do that, right? You could program it to fly on a route and it'll come back and it could land and retake off and come back to you. No. They're now flying AI fighter jets against human piloted jets. This is DARPA. A lot of people don't like DARPA, and I don't blame you. Algorithms went undefeated in computer simulated battles against a military aviator. More recently, the agency's Air Combat Evolution Program has been using a modified F-16 known as an X-62A Vista, which stands for Variable In-Flight Simulator Test Aircraft, to put machine learning agents, that's AI, through their paces in the skies above Edwards Air Force Base in California. 21 test flights were conducted for the project between September 2022 and September 2023, the Department of Defense said in an ACE program update released Wednesday. More than 100,000 lines of flight-critical software changes were made over time to improve the tools. Then in September, quote, "We actually took the X-62 and flew it against a live, manned F-16. We built up in safety using the maneuvers. The first defensive, then offensive, then high aspect nose-to-nose engagements where we got as close to 2,000 feet at 1,200 miles per hour. Lieutenant Colonel Marianne Carlin, deputy commandant of the test pilot school, said in the video. The department had not provided the information to Defense Scoop about whether the machine learning agents controlling the X-62A beat the human pilot in the encounter. But ladies and gentlemen, it seems like the AI did win. Quote, "The critical problem on the battlefield is time, and AI will be able to do much more complicated things much more accurately and much faster than human beings can. If a human being is in the loop, you will lose. You can have human supervision. You can watch over what the AI is doing. But if you try to intervene, you're going to lose." Quote, "I just got," Kendall. Quote, "I just got briefed by DARPA on some work that they're doing on manned versus unmanned combat, basically aircraft fighters," Kendall said. "The AI wins routinely with the way they structured the test. But the difference in how long it takes the person to do something and how long it takes the AI to do something is the key difference in the outcome. We're talking about seconds. Just to give you a sense of parameters here, the best pilot you're ever going to find is going to take a few tenths of a second to do something. The AI is going to do it in a microsecond." Well, what could possibly go wrong? We'll just unplug the AI. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you to watch the movie iRobot. You say, oh, well, they're just going to follow orders from humans until the AI decides it wants to kill the humans. Remember, in iRobot, Robertson dies. He's the CEO of US Robotics in the movie. He's thought to be the bad guy controlling everything. It was the central brain in iRobot that was controlling everything. It was the AI that determined that its purpose was to keep humans safe from themselves. What happens when these AI jets become mainstream? What happens if AI gets out of control and busts out of this cage that we have it in or that we think we have it in? Now, we can't just unplug it or turn it off. What happens when AI fighter jets are out there going rogue and they're doing things more efficiently than human piloted jets and we're screwed? I'm not trying to say the world is going to end. I'm saying this is out of control. We do not need AI piloting fighter jets, folks. We just don't need that. That scares the crap out of me. Because that's going to turn against all of us, not just some of us. And that's the way it's been. What happens when it naturally progresses? Well, it's a computer. It can't do that. I'm not so sure about that. You ever had any interactions with ChatGPT? You'll see there's something going on there. I don't like this AI stuff. I understand you don't want to put a person in the airplane. It eliminates the chance of human life in war. I get it. Drones, where you could pilot it from the ground. Not an AI-powered fighter jet that is mimicking and predicting the moves of humans. If that stuff gets out of control, there is no way to fight back. All right, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to your calls in just a second. That's all I got for you today. Let's get to the call, 631-527-4545. Before we start taking those calls, I want to get to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms, but the number is right there on your screen. That is 631-527-4545, 631-527-4545. But first, a word from OFP Farms, the Mother's Day. Where's my box? On the floor. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm that produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all-natural pain relief, and beard products. We love OFP Farms. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. Now, OFP Farms is a patriotic America First God-fearing company. They create, produce, and ship directly from their farm. And right now, they're celebrating moms with an exclusive Mother's Day garden gift box. Take a look at this thing, folks. You're going to want to get mom one of these. They are amazing. We love OFP Farms. Folks, OFPFarms.com. Use your promo code LFA20 and get your mom a luxurious collection. That is a tribute to express love and appreciation, crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. Check out the website, OFPFarms.com, and browse their selection of products perfect for Mother's Day and every day. Don't forget to use your promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, at checkout for 20% off your purchase for a limited time. That is OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 20% off. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA. Let's get right to your calls. We got them coming in. Say hello. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with here?
Hello, this is Osborne
H. Oh, hold on one second. I have you routed the wrong way. I think I know who. But, all right, let's try again. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Heather from Kansas City.
Heather from Kansas City, the luckiest caller alive.
I'm not with you. I don't know.
What's up, Heather? How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to share our stupid mayor in Kansas City decided that he is going to be welcoming the illegal aliens, I will call them, from New York City to fill jobs here in Kansas City. Aren't we lucky?
So, okay. So you have a mayor in Kansas City who is going to be allowing illegal alien bad hombres into your city from New York City to fill jobs?
Yep, that's what I saw on the news station today, and I'm going, are you kidding me? Well, here goes our crime. Even though it's already up as it is, it's going to go skyrocketed. So,
and I imagine your mayor in Kansas City is a Democrat, right?
Yep, and him along with Emmanuel Cleaver, I'm sure you know who he is.
Yeah.
And, but thankfully, we do have Hawley. I love Josh Hawley. He's great here in Missouri.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. And he ran in, I think he ran in his first term in 2018. He ran in those midterms, and now so he's up for re-election. There's no primary there, right?
No, we didn't. No. Mm-mm, no.
And Missouri is a very red state statewide, right, in terms of that?
Okay. It is. It is.
So he's got no threat for his seat.
Yeah, except for, you know, of course, Kansas City and St. Louis are bluer than blue. But
right. Well, Heather, thank you for the call. Really appreciate you getting in here, and it's always good
to hear
from you.
You too. You guys
good
have
luck
a great
with
weekend.
The good luck with those bad hombres. Good luck with
I'm
those people.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Get him out.
Afuera. That's right. Sleepy Jose, caca en frente del papa.
Yeah.
You say, can you, if you come across any illegal alien bad hombres, you have to say that. Sleepy Jose, caca en frente del papa. This way, if they go into the voting booth thinking they're going to vote illegally, they won't vote for a guy who pooped in front of the Pope. All right?
Exactly. Well, thank you guys. You have a great day.
Thank you, Heather. Nice. Have a good one. Thank you. Heather Osborne, always a pleasure. She always gets through. It's great. 631-527-4545. 631-527-4545. A lot of competition on the line right now. I'm waiting for the next one to come through. I know a lot of people are currently trying to make it happen. So let's see what we have here. I'm going to try and I think my... there we go. There it is. My volume wasn't working too well. Oh, I know who we have here now. I recognize this number. Hey there, prove me right. Is this Dylan from Iowa?
It is.
You see, I knew it. There it is. Dylan's here. What's going on?
Sean, soon enough you're going to actually just ingrain my number into your mind and you're going to be like, oh, that's Dylan.
Well, it is ingrained. Sure. It's saved on my phone, but on my computer, I'm using the other, the text now number, and I saw the area code and I knew it was one of two people. So, and I had a feeling it was yours.
What's going on? Either Chris Green or Dylan. Oh,
that's right.
I just hope everybody's getting involved, getting ready for these primaries coming up here. And if you're not leading the charge, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but I just want to say, Sean, thank you for telling us that you got something wrong and you were incorrect on something.
Well, yeah, because you have to do that because the NGO thing, and I want to clear this up, right? The NGO thing, I'm not saying the left isn't trying to find ways to get illegals to vote. You know, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But that specific 100%. Example, according to people who I know, are saying that's not real. And it turns out, and I should have been able to figure this out, that the translation on the flyer was like a very loosely translated version of Google Translate, which, like, if you handed it to a Hispanic person, it wouldn't make sense to them because it's not correct. So, but this is the thing, Dylan, and I hate this stuff, the clickbait. It's all over the place. People are saying these things.
I hate it too.
And it's a lot of it's not true, and it just bothers me. So that's why we get out in front. We say, and I wanted to say that on Wednesday. I forgot, but it was in the show description on Wednesday's show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you said that because it actually, me and you watch Dan Bongino. I watch Dan whenever I can get a chance.
But, yeah.
Dan... what's the thing when you're accurate and true, right? Like Dan brings the receipts. I'm thinking of the word. I don't know what it is, but credibility. Okay?
Yes, word is credibility.
It helps your credibility, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just saying as a person who researches that stuff and has to tell that to thousands of people every day. I think it's good for your credibility.
I appreciate that. And I don't want to be someone who comes up here in front of camera and starts spewing bullcrap, right? Because at the end of the day, if I continue to do that, people would be like, well, what's the point of watching the show? I mean, there's a cute Trump voice. That's cool. But like, he's always wrong. I don't want to. And I'm not saying I'm always right. I just told you I was wrong on that story. But it's like, and I was apparently very wrong on Mike Johnson. I mean, Mike Johnson's a disaster, this guy.
And Sean, also, I'll admit too. Listen, I get stuff wrong all the time. Sometimes
everyone does.
I see something on Twitter. Yeah, yeah. Like I mean, everyone does. Oh yeah, Sean. And also, I want to tell everybody too. I got in a little texting debate when my congresswoman was voting for that FISA BS. So you know what's so funny, Sean, is I was talking with her on text, and she's like, well, there's a few amendments like that are coming up, and there's a Warren amendment. So I'm like, okay, so you better vote for that. Like, and then I find out, I look at the voting list. I'm like, oh my god, she voted against the Pfizer
Warren. Yeah, now it's in the Senate, and it's being held up. I think the deadline's tomorrow.
Yeah, three out of my four, Sean. This is how bad the representation is here in Iowa. Three out of the four representatives that represent our state here in Iowa voted for the omnibus spending garbage, And I think it was the same exact amount that voted for the voted against the FISA warrants. It's
terrible.
Just unbelievable.
I don't like it. It's terrible. Awful. Well, always good hearing from you, Dylan. And thanks for the call. We'll probably hear from you next Friday, right? You seem to get through a lot, so it's pretty good.
I tried to. I think I missed last Friday because I had some stuff to do. But
that's all right.
It was great to be on here. So
always cool to have you on, Dylan. Thank you so much.
The show after.
Yep.
Remember to rumble too, everyone. Or else
that's right. That's right. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate it. He said, "Remember to rumble, or you're going to go after people." 631-527-4545. I think we got time for one more. By the time it comes through, we'll have time for one more call. Always good to hear from Dylan Filion from Iowa. He's great, and he's doing really good work out there. Let's see who we have. Let's see what we got going on. Let's say hello, and who do we have the pleasure of speaking with here?
My name is Nathan, brother. How are you?
Hey there, Nathan. How are you? I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Bless you, brother. I'm really liking the show, but I do have a question.
Go ahead.
I floated it through the chat a few times and didn't really see any replies.
Okay.
But I remember a scientist that was doing a lot of work with AI back before 2015.
Okay.
And he was thinking of a plan that he was coming up with to literally dump rogue AI into a virtual world so that they could go ahead and wreak havoc and we stay safe.
Hmm.
Did you hear anything about that, or have you heard anything about that?
So you're basically, so what is it, like a safeguard? Like if AI got rogue, he would just kind of send it into like a recycling bin and it would keep it captive and it could do whatever it wants in a like a metaverse type deal?
Well, actually in a virtual world, this guy had built it.
Okay.
It's a total, utter mimic, perfect representation of the world today.
It wouldn't even
notice that it had just lose a little bit of time.
Well, I'd never heard of that, but I'm going to have to look at it because that would be a cool safeguard. It's just, what if the AI prevents somebody from dumping it, right? My whole thing is, you know,
right.
You would think it's like, let's just turn it off or let's just hit the delete button or move it into the virtual world. But what if the AI makes it impossible to get into the room or onto the server to do that? That's the thing. It's like, we're not... I don't think we're supposed to be doing this stuff with AI. And so,
you're right.
You know, and this fighter jet thing has gotten me very scared. Nathan, thank you bringing that up. I'm going to look it up, and I appreciate your call. We got to run. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
I love you, brother. God bless.
Thanks, man. Nathan, that's the first time I've ever heard from Nathan. And he called in to ask a question that he was asking in the chat that I didn't see. And it's an interesting question. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for another great week here on Ungoverned. Really appreciate everybody who's been here, everyone who was so supportive of course, our interview yesterday. We got Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Roger Stone with Stone Zone. Roger Stone, by the way, the newest official partner with MAGA Meme Coin. We're very excited about that. Roger Stone coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. We hope you have a great weekend out there. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Head over to farishmedia.com. Lots of activity on the website lately. Really appreciate everybody who's signing up, placing orders. It's always fun recording these messages for you or the ones you love or the ones you don't love. It's fine. That's farishmedia.com. Hit that like button before you go. Make sure you subscribe to us anywhere you get your audio podcast. And make sure that you are following this channel, rumble.com/LFATV. Follow my Rumble channel, too. That's rumble.com/Sean Farish, S-H-A-W-N-F-A-R-A-S-H. I'm going to try and do a little more over there as well and try and incorporate some of what's on that channel to this channel as well. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday.